News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Lads and girls go to their bedrooms, they have the world at their fingertips. Do you know what I mean? It's just being mindful of the fact that not only we parent our children, and not only the school educate our children, but also there's influences that we have no idea of that are having profound effects on our young culture. Mm. Profound effects, do you know what I mean? Positive and extremely negative.
Yeah, the Stephen Graham there, the actor and writer. But there is a report out today, Keir, the CyberSafe Kids Annual Trends and Usage Report. And I thought I was kind of beyond being shocked by kind of online stuff, but I'm not. More than a quarter of primary school children and over a third of secondary school children have engaged with AI chatbots. While most children are using the chatbots to get info, 9% of primary school students, 7% of secondary school said they were using them to produce their schoolwork. Others were seeking advice.
That's the worrying thing.
Can I read you a couple of quotes, Ciara? This is from a recent Barnardo's Ireland report saying that primary school kids were turning regularly to the AI chatbots as friends. It can help if you want to talk to someone, but don't have anyone to talk to, one child said. Another 11-year-old boy in the report added, AI is good. I can talk to friends online. That is the saddest thing.
It's extremely sad and it's extremely worrying because what your AI chatbot will say to your kids is unregulated. We have had Jess Kelly sit in the studio and say that AI has been entirely inappropriate on things like sexual health, on things like mental health, with young people, with children and adolescents.
Yeah.
And that is the fear.
Some high profile in the cases in the US as well, of parents suing.
Suing after AI engaged with their children who had significant mental health difficulties and they felt made it worse. I think the great fear here is that we are abdicating our responsibility to parent our children to technology. To be honest, I'm not being hard on parents here because I get it. I am a parent. We're abdicating responsibility for all aspects. We don't drive our car without a GPS. Do you know what I mean? We don't do so many things now without.
We don't leave our 13-year-old with a pack of cigarettes a bottle of whiskey in the house.
No, I know but that's because we learnt over generations how to parent in an AI online free world. We had the parameters for that. We don't have the parameters for this, and it keeps moving all the time. But now we have literally whatever it is, you know, ChatGPT talking to your children and your young, impressionable, vulnerable children kind of believing that this technological beast is their friend. And that is so worrying.
And the danger is that they retreat into this world. If you have this person you can talk to, and I use the term person in inverted commas, if you have a person you can talk to, then you don't need to talk to a real person. Maybe you don't even need to talk to your parents. You retreat into this secret world. It is really, really worrying.
Those things, though, about if I have no one else to talk to, I can talk to, that would break your heart.
It would,
because you know what? Children have all, there's always been times in children's lives where certain children didn't have anyone to talk to. Children have been vulnerable, some children, since the dawn of time. But that this thing is stepping into that space.
Okay, here's that we don't have, it'll take a year to answer this question. What are we going to do about it?
I don't even know
anymore. Like, do you ban social media for under 16?
Increasingly, I think, why the hell are we giving kids... We gave kids phones. The rationale for giving kids phones below the age of 16 was to protect them so we would know where they are.
Yeah.
We have AirTags now. We have... Do you know what I mean? We have all sorts of ways of knowing where our kids are.
How much do they actually need to be protected? What they need to be protected from is their phones.
That's it. We're afraid of the mythical man in the white van. It's the phone in their hand that they should be protected from.
Look, let us know what you think of it all. We will be talking to Alex Cooney about this report a little later in the show. But 087 1400 106, what do you make of it all?
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.